Welcome to Boying Up. You might be thinking, why is a woman writing this book? Well, I spent 12 years total in college and graduate school studying the brain and body. And I specialized in learning all about the chemicals in our brains and bodies that determine many important things. Everything from if you develop a penis or not, to what hormones make you grow hair on your body, to more complicated things like what kind of emotional reactions you have, and what you like to do, or to wear, or to watch on TV. There is an awesome body of research about what makes all kinds of boys and men. Are you the kind of guy who likes musicals? Or would you rather poke your own eye out with a toothpick than sit through Hamilton? Are you someone who's interested in girls and spends time checking out which girl from your school liked your picture on Instagram? Or are you someone who's interested more in other boys? Or maybe you are more interested in Nerf gun fights and video games and would rather not deal with thinking about dating at all. Do you fear physical challenges like obstacle courses, potential fights in the schoolyard, and any sport involving a ball? There are so many different kinds of boys, and that's what makes being human so cool. Everyone is different and special. Becoming brave, bold, and brilliant is a process that begins when you're a boy and continues to get refined for the rest of your life. There are many opportunities for boys in this culture, but also many challenges. And the best way to start understanding how to navigate them is from the bottom up. Let's talk biology. From boy to boying up. Have you noticed that some girls in your class are all of a sudden a lot taller than they used to be? And that many girls in your class are taller than most of the boys? Maybe you haven't noticed, but trust me, you will soon. This is because of an incredible process called puberty, which is the biological explanation for how you go from being a boy to a young man to a grown-up man. So why are girls taller than a lot of boys in middle school? Well, girls tend to start puberty earlier than boys, age 10 versus 12. And one of the earliest indicators that puberty is starting is a change in height. Boys tend to catch up pretty quickly. And by the age of 16, most boys are taller than most girls. Though, of course, this isn't true for every single girl and every single boy. So what exactly goes on in puberty? Well, somewhere between the ages of 12 to 16, though for some boys it might happen a little earlier or a little later, your body and brain start to change. This is a physical and chemical process, and it's a significant part of what I am calling boying up. Boys start to have more mature facial features and more muscular bodies, and voices deepen. The penis and testicles mature as the body prepares for the process of becoming a young man. Genitals and underarms grow hair, and these places often develop a strong scent. You will start to sprout fine hair above your upper lip, and eventually it will become thicker and it will need to be shaved unless you want a mustache. Acne or pimples may start to show up as part of puberty, and emotions may start to feel a lot bigger than they ever did before. For some boys, these changes happen fast, but for others, they can take a lot longer. There is no right time to start seeing these changes. It's kind of a waiting game. I remember there were some boys in my junior high who had voices that were higher than mine even in ninth grade, but they eventually caught up. So how does puberty actually happen?